Shabbos HaGadol. So, Tavshin Ein Vov. So, the Rambam in Perek Zayin Milchus Chometz Masa describes the mitzvah of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says, Zesher Shal Torah Lesaper B'nisi V'nifloi Shenasol V'yisinu B'mitzrayim B'leil Chamish Ha'osa B'nisan Shenemar. And then it goes, in the explanation of Zohar Yom HaShah Shasas Mitzrayim V'chulei. Then it goes on and it says, and then he goes on in Halacha Dalet. That's why you have to start from the bad situation and how he developed something good. Kids at Masco, Sabbath, Shibitkila, we send the Bimiterach, Melfon of Koifrim, Vetuimachar, Hever, Vetuimachar, Vetzora, Duar Vede Vetzora, Umesai Bidasem, Shikirvana Mokum, Vivdilan, Natuim, Kirvan, Lihudoi. Okay, מחלוק זרה ושמור. בחר מאסכיל ומודיע שעבודים היינו לפארוי, בכל הראש שגמלד, ובסיים בניף לא ישר נעשו לו, וסיים בכירסינו. And the Rambam is Moise, he says, והוא שידרו ישמרה מידוי ודובי עד שיגמו כל הפרשה. And this is והוא שידרו יש. Now, the Mishnah says, this idea of מסחילים בגנוז מסיים בשבח, ודוירש כל הפרשת כולה. I mean, he's דוירש עוד הפרשת, the lotion, המשנה, in Psochim, the following. Matzchil b'gnus u'mesayim b'shvach, v'doyresh me'aram yoy v'dovi, av she'igmor kol ha'par shakula. Right? So the Rambam here changed, and he says, you should say the story, matzchilim b'gnus u'mesayim b'shvach, and the Rambam says, v'hu she'idroish. Not that there is Matchilim Bignus plus an addition. He says that Matchilim Bignus Ubisayim Bishvach is in a way, how is it done? Vehu Sheyidroish Me'aram Yoi Vedovi Ad Sheyigmor Kol HaParsha. Okay? And he says, V'chol HaMoisif U'marech Bidrash Parsha Zu. Anybody who's Marech, who's Marech U'moisif Bidrash Parsha Zu, Harize Meshubach. So the question is, number one, first of all, if you have a drosha, why do you have to dash in this parsha? The parsha of Aram Yoy Vedovi is the Kriyas HaBikurim. V'nisav amatav neshan okecha Aram Yoy Vedovi. So why, first of all, why is it important to be in the drosha? And why does the Rambam, Moisiv, not only that you have to dash in this parsha, the maschilim bignusu misayim bishvach has to be done through this parsha. V'hu sheidrish parsha zu. So the Rambam is Moisiv that you have to do the Matzchilim Bignus through this parsha. Why is that important? And number two, if you once you already have to darshan something, why don't you darshan the parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Mechilta, in the Perek in Parshas Boi, right, which describes Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? Why do you have to go through this? So I wanted to mention Yisrael Yuval in his book Two Nations in Your Own wants to say the following. He says, you know why? Because Melito, which was one of the church fathers in the second century, also darshened the psukim. But he darshened the psukim in the Christian approach to droshes, exegesis, which they use something called typology. Typology is they look at the psukim, and they look at the psukim as an allusion to Oysoish. They look at this as an allusion to Jesus. And that typology, that analogy, they do that on the Parsha Yetzias Mitzrayim. They look at Moshe Rabbeinu as some kind of an illusion, a prototype to Yoshka, to Isoish, and they see the Paschal Lamb as the one, as Jesus that was killed in Pesach. So Yuval also say that the reason why we darshan this Parsha and not that Parsha of Mechilta is because exactly that. Because what the Drash does is that you want to say that we want to avoid mentioning Moshe Rabbeinu and mentioning Dafka, the Dama, the old Aloch of Korban Pesach in Yetzias Mitzrayim, to avoid darshaning it Chas V'Sholom as an allusion of typology to Esoish. So therefore, the Maschilim Bignus B'Sayim B'Shvach has to be done through Parshas HaBikurim, because Parshas HaBikurim doesn't have all those two issues. And that's why the Megi HaDagoda doesn't mention Moshe Rabbeinu at all. Doesn't mention Moshe Rabbeinu to say. And he wants to say that that's why the Droshas are very interesting. What are the droshas in the Haggadah? The droshas are very simple. The Rishonim, Machlokes HaRishonim, where did the droshas come from? Is it in the Sifrei or is it Droshes by the Baal Haggadah, whoever authored the Haggadah? The Rishonim say it's a Drosha in the Sifrei, but these Droshes in the Sifrei are very different than the Droshes normally. So these Droshes have, as an example, we go Vayered Mitzrayim, here a Moshe, Vayogor Sham, Melamed Shelo Yored Yaakov Avinu Lishtakeh B'Mitzrayim. Or the Medrash says, Bimsei Me'at, Kmo She'ne'amar B'Shivim Nefesh Yored Avisei Mitzrayim. We do a cross-reference to another Pasuk. They're very simple. Meaning, why do you have to make a cross-reference? Why don't you learn the Medrash and the Psukim there? Says yes, because you're trying to do Yetzias Mitzrayim in a way to avoid this typology Midrashim. That's what Yuval says. That's why he says also at the end of, that's why the Midrashim are very simple. Just cross-reference it to the Parsha to avoid you reading the Parsha, just to go through the Parsha, through the lenses, through Parsha Sabikurim. Then he wants to say that's why the last part of the Midrash, two things, the Midrash ends and he goes to explain, Vayotzien Hashem Misham, lo aledei shliach, lo aledei malach, vo aledei sora, vo aledei shliach, al HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chovedo be'atzmoi. This is a part of the Medrash. The Medrash actually expands much more than before, because before it's only cross-reference or melamed. Here he goes and he darshens every word very precise. Vayotzienu Hashem Misham, Vayotzienu lo aledei malach, vo aledei sora, vo aledei. Why does he go into such stressing? He says yes, because the main idea is to say that there's no intermediary. It's basically a Christian, early Christian or Christian father's polemic. The whole thing is he sees this as a medrash, as a polemic against Melito's medrash in the second century. Then you won't say that's why that's the stress is loli de malach v'lo de sorav. This is a very focal point of this medrash, and he says that's why also when we end the Medrash, we end the oisus moivsim, right? Moivsim is the dam shenemav nasati moivsim bashomayim ubaretz, right? So why does he end it there? Vanasati moivsim bashomayim ubaretz. Yes, because vanasati moivsim bashomayim ubaretz, which is the dam, the Christians use this typology for as an allusion to Jesus. The pasuk kinyoilo nasati moivsim bashomayim ubaretz. So here the Baal Haggadah wants to dash and say, no, this is it. Yes, Mitzrayim. We haven't had anything else. That's what he says. Now, that would answer why he used Parshas Habikurim, but the problem is that's very anachronistic. Because if you look at the Medrash is a very simple Medrash. The Medrash here does two things. One of them, he says, Melamed, Shehoyu Yisrael, Yisham Legoy Melamed, Shehoyu Yisrael, Mitzuyonim Sham. Right? So it looks at the word and it learns from the word, and sometimes it says, Kmo Shenemar, and it brings a cross reference somewhere else. So Rabbi Yoshua Ben explains that this marriage does two things. Either you go through the word itself and you could understand just by being very careful and reading it very closely, you could get a deeper understanding. When it says Vayisham Legoy, the word Goy means a nation, means Mitzuyonim Sham. And sometimes there is some kind of ambiguity in the pasuk here. It doesn't say how many. So you cross-reference that the pasuk somewhere else explains Bazeh Velibedazeh. I always thought those are the two kinds of limud that the people have in Klal Yisrael. Some people shtelzach zu, they go beyond on this word. And some people, like the Polish, that's the Litvish approach. And some of them, they will cross-reference somebody else. That's the Polish approach. And you bring one Gemara, another Gemara. So those are the two, how to learn the Psukim. But if you look at it, that's very different than the regular Midrashim. The regular Midrashim are much more complex. They bring Yud Gimel Midas. They bring analogies, they bring Keshim, and here's no Hekesh, no nothing. Just either a local analysis, this is like a local, global local. Either globally bringing all the Psukim to explain the Psukim here, or localized Be'iyun to try to understand carefully, but they have a very close reading to unpack the Pasuk to get. But you don't go a complex Medrash, and we know that the complex, this is really a Jurassic Park of the Medrash, because the Medrash, through the time of Hillel, in the story of the Korban Pesach, that Hillel came in Idarshan Kol Yom Kului, Hillel is the father of Shema Peh, he developed something called the complex Medrash, that the Medrash went into much more deeper levels of complexity. This Medrash is very, very simple, which means, Lechoyra, it's very mashma, like Rav Dovid Tzvi Hafum says, in the Mishnah Rishoyna, This lechoira predates Hillel. This is a very, very long, old medrash. And the reason, what you could assume, that the reason why it did not evolve is because this medrash, since it was part of the Haggadah, was already very much widespread by people. You couldn't change it anymore. So that's why it got frozen in time. So lechoira, this medrash predates Hillel. Hillel is 100 years before the Bais. So this medrash, this Doirish Kol HaParsha Kula, lechoira is way before the before Christianity, right? Way before Jesus. If that's the case, very anachronistic of why the medrash does what it does here. So it appears to be that that's a very old medrash. That's the medrash of the simple medrash. If that's the case, so then the question goes back of why do we have to darshan? And most important, why do you darshan this pasuk? Why don't you darshan the regular parsha? Why don't you have to go ahead and darshan the parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, use the Mechilta? Why do you do the Sifrei? And so that's question number one. And not only that, the Rambam, first of all, why do you have to bichlal darshan? What's the idea of doyresh as a parsha kula? Why isn't it enough to read a parsha like Parshas HaBikurim? And the Rambam is moisiv that the doyresh means v'hu she'idur, that matchilim b'gnuso b'sayim b'shvach, is done through the reading of the parsha. Why is that? Now, Halivni wants to say, and Yuval quotes, that perhaps maybe Parshas HaBikurim was more widespread. People knew it's a small parsha, so it's easier to have the whole picture. If you would have to darshan the parsha of Parshas Bo, meaning the Mechilta, it's much longer. So maybe for the sake of brevity, to have the whole story, it's possible. And if not for the sake of brevity, maybe because people were more common to it. But that's schwer to say that because of brevity. If people are more accustomed to say this parsha, the Kodesh is not much, but they said Bikurim only once a year. But it's interesting. If you pay attention to the Haggadah, according to the Rambam, the central point, Rambam's second thing is, he says, the second question is, Rambam adds that the Rambam in Halacha Aleph says, Kol ha-marech le-saper b'dvorim yir le-zeh meshubach. And then the Rambam adds here something that I don't know where he got it from. And he says, V'chol ha-moisif u-marech b'drosh parsha zu, there is a special halacha that if you are marech b'drash parsha zu, harei zeh meshubach. Why dafka b'drash parsha zu? Why there is a halacha that you have to darshan in this parsha specifically? Now, if you, according to the Rambam, this is a central point of the Haggadah, is the drash. That's why kolamar b'desaper, kolamar b'lidush b'drash ze harezeh meshubach. So you see that's a focal point, a central point of the Haggadah is this drash of Arayim Yovidovi. And if you look in the Haggadah, l'chore, it's very much, we don't just darshan. The way how we bring the drasha into the Haggadah is very, in a form, a very oblique form. Because first he says, we go boch shomer avtocho, so we bring the bris of an absorim. Then we say, v'yishom dalav yiseinu velonu disavtocho shalechad bilav adama dalav lechar yiseinu. Not only one person to destroy us, they wanted to destroy us in every generation. Shenem v'kudush bochu matzileinu miyodam. And then the Medrash said, the Haggadah says, tse ulmad mabikesh lova naromi. Look at all lova naromi wanted to do to the Jewish people. And then you start darshaning. So it's only obliquely saying that this is not something that happened only once. It's something that happens perennially. And you see from Lava Naromi. And the word, the Loshen Tseulmad, the Gro explains, what does Tseulmad mean? Says the Gro, Tseulmad means, look from Lava Naromi. From Lava Naromi, you look at the story, it doesn't look like he tried anything bad for against us. He tried to get his children back, or at least to say goodbye. But you see that the pasuk says, Aram Yoivadovi, really, you don't realize. He wanted to destroy you. He didn't show that way. So Tseulmad means you have to get out of just the world that you live in, the fallacy, and look beyond what you see to see how much danger Kudosh Baruch Hu is matzaleinu miyodam. It appears to be in the world that Yetzias Mitzrayim was only once. Tseulmad says, the Gorafa Bishinanu Margishim, realize that Kudosh Baruch Hu is doing Yetzias Mitzrayim not only once. That time was clear, but he's doing it all the time. Get out of your regular way of looking at things and realize, darshan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually doing it every time. And that's we start from Arami Yovidovi, and that's how you start darshan the Parsha. Why do you start darshan the Parsha in such an oblique way? Why don't you just darshan Arami Yovidovi? Why do you have to dash in a way to say that this Yetzias Mitzrayim is hidden in every generation? That we are part of the story. Why do you have to do that? So that's a question number two. And that's why also, why does the Rambam make it? And how does he know? Kol Amarbin Bidroshazu. Why this drosha is such a vital component of that? And the problem is also, the Rambam says you have to be doirish like the Mishnah, doirish kol ha-parsha kula. And that's what Shapira asks, a very good question. If you look at the parsha, our drosha ends be oisus ube moifsim. But if you look at the parsha continues, vayivyenu ala mokim azeh, and the Sifrei Dash, vayivyenu ala mokim azeh, ze beis amigdash. Why don't you continue to the end of the parsha? Why do you stop the parsha? That's not the end of the parsha. Vayivyenu ala mokim azeh, Eladoma shenosat alonu is the continuation of that pasuk, and the drushes continue. Why do we stop them short? So just to summarize, the three questions is, number one, what's important? Why do we dash in this parsha v'rami ovidovi, not the regular parsha? And the Rambam says, v'schil b'gnus b'shem b'shvach has to be dafka through this parsha. Why do you have to dash in? Why that mikra alone is not enough? Number one. Number two, the Rambam makes it the central point of the Agoda, Hareze Meshubach is Dafka Bidrosh Droshazu. And if why is this a central point of the Agoda? And if it is, why do we bring it obliquely through the Yisheam Dalavisein of Elono? And number three, why do we stop the Drosha short? To answer all of this, I think it's important to understand how the Rambam learned the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam learned this mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in Sefer HaMitzvahs this way. The Rambam says in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, he says, Mitzvah hatzivu shenitztavinu lesaper b'tzias Mitzrayim b'leil chamisha osa b'nisa b'tchilas alayla v'chol ma sheyosef b'dibur u'b'tiur ha'matzav b'agdolas ma sheyosef b'anu. The more you explain how bad they treated us, v'ahavel she'asu lanu mitzrayim, and all the terrible things that they did to us. Number one, v'heyach nifra Hashem mehem, and what Hashem did to them, u'behoido lo yisborach al kol ha'chesed asher gmalanu, and by thanking and acknowledging all that Kodesh Baruch has done to one, arei zeh meshubach. So the Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is the matchilim bignus u'mesayim bishvach, meaning you have to go ahead and to enhance all the suffering that we had, and all the yeshua that we had, the matchilim bignus and mesayim bishvach. And the Rambam says has to be done through hoido lo yisal al kol acheter shegmalano, and you have to do this as a form of thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for what he has done. So you see that the Rambam says that the matchilim, the idea of the sipur is matchilim bignus and umisayim bishvach and thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu, those three components. And the three components, the more you do it, harei ze meshubach. Why these three components specifically? So if you look at the Abu Darham, the Abu Darham in the Abu Darham, he says in his Pirush, and he says like this, V'nikre ha-goda, why it's called ha-goda, shu v'gata le-bincha, v'oid nishe magid ba'in yetzim Mitzrayim. Magid, ha-goda, is to reveal, is to tell. So you have to tell Yetzias Mitzrayim, v'nisim v'nifloy she'osu b'yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's called Haggadah, because Haggadah is that you're telling over, you're reciting. You're reciting the nisim she'nasu l'aviseinu. That's number one. V'yesh mefarshim Haggadah, shu loshon shvach, shev loshon hoido v'ashevach l'kudosh Baruch Hu. Is a hoido in a shevach, loshon magid, loshon hoido, higadit yashem l'shem elokeinu, asher yitzeyanu eretz Mitzrayim. Kmo shevistarg, birusham letarg, mushal nises, higadit yayom l'shem elokecha, shvochis yoyim adeina, thank you, kudosh Baruch Hu adein, v'chein tirg, mo Rabbeinu Saadi barav, and Rabbeinu Saadi translated also the word Haggadah as thanking in Arabic. And if you look very carefully, the Targum also in Zibin Uziel, he says, V'shabochis v'hoidois. I thanked and I acknowledge. That's the Lashon. Higaditi ayom l'shem elokecha. Higaditi is shabochis v'hoidois. I acknowledged and I thanked. So you see, the Rambam learns the Lashon Haggadah from the Pasuk V'higadata lebincha. V'higadata means to tell the story that's matchilim bignus u'meshayim b'shvach, to tell the whole story. And, but to tell the story, there is a second meaning of the word Haggadah, is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mimela is very geschmack, and that's Rabbi Yoshua Ber also says, why use the Parshas HaBikurim? Because Parshas HaBikurim is the only Parsha that you tell the story in a form of thanks. Because Parshas HaBikurim, all the idea of Parshas HaBikurim is the thanking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you got what you here received. And therefore you do it to Parshas HaBikurim, because Parshas HaBikurim is the only one that has the story, which is the first Pshat of Egarati, but it has a second part of this, which is also the Loshon Hoido, and that's only achievable through the Parsha. So Matchili Bigdus B'Shai B'Shvach says the Rambam has to go through the Parshas HaBikurim, because then you have an additional component, which is Hoidot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now it will make sense, but the question is, why do you have to darshan? Parshas HaBikurim, just read, you don't have to darshan. But I think it's important to understand another dimension of what is and why the Hoidah has to be through Parshas HaBikurim, but not reading Parshas HaBikurim, but through darshan in Parshas HaBikurim. Says the Malbim. And the Malbim is in the HaKarmel and in Perek Yutes. There's a difference between Sipur and Haggadah. Sipur is you tell a story. And a story that's not relevant to you. You tell a story that happened in the past, history. Haggadah is only something that is relevant to the person that you are telling, or the person that you are telling the story, and that person is adding, is actually a participant, is adding something to that story. Lemoshal. The Pasuk says like this. The Pasuk says, Hashamayim mesaprim kvoid kel. How could the Shamayim tell the story of Kvoid Hashem in the past? But the Ma'isi Yodov, Chazal say, Ma'isi Yodov Shla Tzadikim. The Ma'isi Yodov Shla Tzadikim, Magid Arakiyah, they make the Arakiyah to be Magid. They are not only telling the past that Kadosh Baruch Hu created, Ma'isi Yodov Shla Tzadikim, the Ma'isi Mitzvahs make the Shamayim to be Magid, because now the Shamayim is responding. They give you rain if you do mitzvahs, and they stop rain if you don't do mitzvahs. So the idea is that they are continuing to tell. They are part of the Haggadah. They are not telling in the past that Kadosh Baruch Hu created. They are creating the Hashgachas Hashem as you go along. Haggadah is always that is relevant to the person hearing and is a part of, he is a part of the story, is mechadash a part of the story. The Loshon, he is Yagid Arakiyah, V'yesh Hevdoi Misipul Haggadah, Shemagid Yoga Dovar Chod, Shemagid Yagid Dovar Chodosh Hanogia Lachaveroi. The Haggadah is something which is still relevant, is something new which is relevant to the person who is hearing. Yagid Arakiyah, Shemagid Becholei, it's not something that happened in the past, is something which is constantly happening. Ma'ase Mischadesh Babriyah, Letzorech Chishuv Bnei Adam. Sipur Shamayim is Be'ova. Sipur is on the past. Yagid is something which is still happening, which is the listener, the person you're telling is a part of the story, and the story is still unfolding, is still relevant to what's happening right now. That's why he says, by the Chaloim, is the first Chaloim when he told the Vayagir Lecho. He had a God. Why? Because he thought the dream didn't have an interpretation. So he wanted to make the brothers, to make sure that the brothers is relevant to them. He wanted to hear what they have to add, because it's an unfolding through them. But when he saw that they didn't want part of the dream, so he says, no, something. In the second dream, I'm not going to tell that they are part of the dream, is relevant to them, and they are still unfolding the dream. So when he said, that's something in the past, that's nothing, no, yeah, this is a dream that I had, nothing, it's not relevant to you, and you're not part of it. That's the difference between Haggadah. I always say, Hashem svosai tiftach. Hashem, open my mouth. And then I'll be able to say something to make it relevant, to bring your tehillah, not from what happened in the past, my own take in how this is still relevant in my life. That Haggadah's Eidus is called Haggadah's Eidus, because you take a mindset in the past and you make it relevant in the present, because when you give Eidus, there is a consequence that happens with it. You take a past and you make it relevant. Haggadah Shel Pesach is the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to make it relevant to us, that is still unfolding, that we're part of that story. That's why Haggadah Shel Pesach is that you have to go and realize that Haggadah Shel Pesach, the story in the past, has a message to the present. It's still relevant to the present. Yetzias Mitzrayim is an unfolding story happening. And that's only partial through the Drash. The drash is there is a pshat, but you go in your darshan. That's why it has to be through Parshas Habikurim. Parshas Habikurim is your thinking, and each person is thanking himself of what he's doing. All Parshas Habikurim is very individual. And the idea of the individuality of how Yetzias Mitzrayim is affecting your life is Parshas Habikurim. That's why Hoidoa, when you think, you can't be moitzi somebody. Because each one thinking is a very individual expression. So therefore, because the Pasuk says, V'igadata l'bincha, you have to make sure that that Yetzias Mitzrayim is still relevant to you. And that's why you go through Parshas Habikurim, that's an expression of things, what it means to you. But you can't see in the story, you have to darshan to see how that is relevant to you. That's why you need the drosha, to make it relevant, to see an expression of relevance of how and why this is relevant to you. That's why you have to be doirish beparshazu, and this is the central point. So at the beginning, the Rambam says, if you tell the story and you're marbe, you are yoitze the sipur. That's why he says, kol amarbe lesaper. But if you want to be kind, the mitzvah of Haggadah, you have to go through the parshazu. The more you darshan, the more you're able to see. And that's why he goes through the hishamda, to tell you, this yes, Mitzrayim is not something in the past. Is something which is still unfolding, that you could see, tse'ul mad, that this is not a story that happened only in Mitzrayim, happened in Arabia or Vedov. You just have to open your life. You just have to darshan. If you darshan, you see Yetzias Mitzrayim going. You're making Yetzias Mitzrayim relevant every point of your life. And therefore, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Haggadah, v'chol amar b'lidrash b'drosh hazu, then he's mekayim the Haggadah. So merely, you could understand now all the kashas. That's why it's important to go through Parshas Habikurim, because that's thinking which is very individual, which is relevant to you, and use expression to you. It's only shayach to make it relevant to you, the Haggadah, if you go do this through the drosha. And that's why when you go Mesayim Bishvach, you have to go through the Parshas Habikurim. You can't just do in the story, because if you do through a story in the past, it's Sipur. If you go through Parshas Habikurim, it's Haggadah. And therefore, it's Areize Meshubach. And Mimele, you could say something givaldic. The Rambam writes in the Nusach Haggadah, Vezu Nusach Haggadah Sheomer Moise Bizman HaGolos. This is the Haggadah of the Golos. But the question is, why is this Haggadah of the Golos? So the Posh Pshat would say, because the Manishtana skips the Korban Pesach. Because the Mishnah, if you see, one of the four questions was, why every night we eat something roasted or something cooked, and this night only something roasted. Right? That's a Korban Pesach. And today, Bizman HaGolos is no Korban Pesach. So Rabbi Shapira says, that's the case. It's not only Bizman HaGolos, it's Bizman Shein Korban Pesach. A person could be B'derech Lechoika, doesn't have a Korban Pesach. Why Bizman HaGolos? So Rabbi Shapira says, in a different reason, but according to his mom, it's very Gishmak. Bizman HaGolos is because we don't darshan v'yoytzein, v'yivin Hashem al ha-mokom hazeh. Bizman HaGolos, the parsha ends be'oysos u'be'moifsim. Because we can't say v'yivin al ha-mokom hazeh, because that's not relevant to us. That's only loss of love. V'yivin al ha-mokom hazeh, to say how this is relevant, we are not there yet. We have Yetzias Mitzrayim and the unfolding of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but Yevien al ha-mokom hazeh, we don't have. Therefore, what the Rambam means to say, that this is the Nusach Haggadah Bizman HaGolos, is not because of the Korban Pesach. It's because you stop the drosha short, you don't vive vive in HaMokom HaZeh. Since the idea of the drosha is to see how this Yetzias Mitzrayim is still relevant to you and is still unfolding as you go along, vive in HaMokom HaZeh, Bizman HaGolos is not shayach. And therefore the Rambam says, you stop the drosha short. Once you understand all of this, you could say, Mitzad HaMachshava, why is that? Because if you realize something, the Lashon Haggadah, What is the chidush of Yetzias Mitzrayim? The chidush, the Chazal say that we were before ki uber b'me'imoy. We were like a uber. We are like a fetus in the womb of a mother. That's why it says goy mikerev goy, because we didn't have a life of our own. We didn't have our own individuality. We didn't have our ability to express ourselves. We were part of Mitzrayim, yad eved ki yad raboy. On the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Leida of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are the ones who are able to be independent, to be able to be their own individuals. The individuality of Klal Yisrael is the idea that now we could represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Olam Hazeh. Before, we didn't have an entity. Now we are a separate entity, and we could be Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be Megale. That's the chidush of that, as we always spoke, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, our understanding of HaKodesh Baruch Hu is very individual with every person. So therefore, our expression of HaKodesh Baruch Hu is very individual. That's why the Balat Tanya says, that's why Yetzias Mitzrayim is always in the singular. Because each and everyone sees it in Megala HaKodesh Baruch Hu, how it's unfolding, you know, what Yetzias Mitzrayim means to him in an individual way. But we became the ability to speak out, to be Megala HaKodesh Baruch Hu, because now we are individuals, now we have our own entity, and now we're able to express HaKodesh Baruch Hu B'Olam Hazeh, which we weren't able to do it when we were part of Mitzrayim. That's why this is Pesach. The Sfasemes already calls it is Pesach, is the ability to verbalize. Because now we have our own identity, we have our own personality, our own lives, we could express HaKodesh Baruch Hu in Yetzias Mitzrayim and to be Megale Him in Olam Hazeh. That is the Gilui of the Hay. That's why the Agoda starts with Ho Lachmania. Ho is Hay Aleph. The Hey is the expression, always Hey. It tells you what it is. That's why there is the Hey idea that you put a Hey to express things clearly. The way of expression is the Hey. That is Keneged, what we know it's Malchus, the Ein Melech Veloyam, that the Am is Megale the Melech. And the Hey brings back to the Aleph to show how the whole world is connected. And that's the whole idea of Haggadah. If you look, Haggadah is exactly that. It's the Hey, is the expression of Malchus, is telling what things are. It's from the Gimel to Dal, to take the prototype, the Bekoach, which is the potential of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Dalet, which is the Imohes, how this is unfolding. All the Haggadah is taking the through the Hey, the expression of the Hey, of how the Gimel goes to the Dalet, which is how Yetzias Mitzrayim becomes relevant at every generation. Higit, Haggadah is taking the past and making it relevant and unfolding in the future. And that's why all the matzah, what is matzah? Is mem tzadik with a hey instead of a ches. Chom is with a ches, and that's in the beginning. And matzah is the hey. Hey is the concept of midas amalchus, is the gilui kvod shamayim. There are two heys. There is a hey benista and there is a hey Begilui. The first hey is Begilui, the Shem Ben, and the second hey is Benister, which is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a Megala Kodesh Baruch Hu in what's Golui and what's Nister. And that is the whole idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, the mitzvah's Haggadah. In the Haggadah, in individual sense, and how it's relevant to us and how we are part of it, is part and parcel of the Gilui of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that comes through the Drosha of Parsha Zu. And therefore, the Haggadahs, if we see these drushas, each one adds his own take on the Haggadahs. That's how Haggadahs became so reflective of Jewish life, because it's unfolding and we are part of that unfolding. And therefore, the Haggadahs are very individual, individual's form of expressions, because that is what Haggadah is all about, that is what Malchus is all about, and that's the Gilui of Pesach.